I'm your host, Hope Flaws. I'm here to inspire you to show up as yourself for yourself. This is a lifestyle podcast where I'm inviting you to embrace your wild moments. Welcome to I'll Keep You Wild. Hello, my sweet, beautiful souls. How the heck is everyone doing today? I'm excited to be here. If you haven't already, please make sure you follow the podcast and hit subscribe. It means the absolute most to me. It helps the show grow and it allows me to come back week after week giving you guys value. I see so many of us getting to this point where we're kind of struggling with ourselves and we're getting wrapped up in the identities that we created for ourselves of being in a struggle. And I do think a lot of people try to change their lives and that maybe they're missing this key ingredient in the way that they're operating to do so. Change can be incredibly difficult, but the reason why change is hard for a lot of people is because you cannot hate yourself into change. And that's where I see people make mistakes all of the time. Most of us believe that in order to change, we have to hate ourselves there. And for me, in moments of my life where I have really taken a deep look at myself, it's because I did get sick of myself, so much so that I chose not to live that way anymore. But I'm here to tell you that change can actually come from a place that doesn't mean you have to despise yourself in order to do so. Like, there's actually a better approach to shifting your identity and how you're showing up with your behaviors and your actions. And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be miserable or sad or despise yourself or hate what you see in the mirror. There's actually a better way to approach this. And that approach is to show up with love. What I mean here is actual self-love and self-worth. So a lot of us mistake what actual self-love looks like because our identity doesn't support us welcoming in that love. And I have said this before and I'm going to say it again. There's no such thing as something from nothing. I know you guys, if you've listened to this podcast before, have heard me say that. So if there's no such thing as something from nothing, that means that you're actually not giving out that love and that worth to others because you don't have it within you already. And because you don't have it within you already, that is probably why you feel that you want to change something, right? Whatever your desires, goals, dreams, or hopes are, or whatever aspirations that you are trying to fill, whether that be better your health, your relationships, that kind of thing, it all starts with love. And if you so desperately think that all of these things that you're wanting and working towards will make you feel loved and whole and complete, like you have some worthiness because you're accomplishing what it is that you want to accomplish, I don't know how other to say this other than you cannot love something more than yourself. It all starts with your self-love and your self-worth. And I am going to say this again, like you cannot hate yourself into change. And I really want that to stick with you for 1 second and really to dissect what that means to you. Because if you're stuck but wanting change, the problem is probably the conditions that you have with how to love yourself. The conditions, I will give you multiple examples here. My condition for myself when I first started unpacking this was that if I was busy, that meant I loved myself, which then means that my love is based on conditions and transactional exchanges. So another example of this would be how much money someone can make, what they look like, what they own, et cetera, et cetera. So those identities of being, I love myself because I've reached a certain status or I've reached a certain number in my bank account, that is still transactional and that's a condition. But if you really want change, that has to come from a place of unconditional love for yourself. And that can't be a transaction that takes place. It cannot be a transactional exchange because that doesn't equal unconditional love. And I'm going to give you guys a little story here. So my mom used to smoke so much, and we begged and begged and begged her to stop. And we tried to tell her from our perspective, like, why she should stop, and like that it's hurting us that she was smoking so much. And months went by, and then one day a group of people went to go have a smoke and she didn't join them. And I was like, Mom, aren't you going to go join these people for a smoke? Like, you love smoking. And she turned around and she said, Hope, I haven't smoked for 3 months. None of you noticed. But she didn't stop for us. She stopped for her because she loved herself enough to stop. And she did that without telling us because she was trying to change herself, but didn't want the outside perspectives weighing in on how she actually felt. So she did that without telling anybody so she could get through it. And also so she didn't have the pressure. And also because she knew that the outside circumstances of telling other people were actually going to put pressure on her, but she chose. And that's the thing. None of us, as much as we begged and begged and begged her to stop smoking, none of us were able to do that for her. She had to want it herself, and she did that out of love for herself. So that's kind of like a little example that I'm going to give you guys of like something that you would desperately so want to change. So if you're looking to change something, and say maybe you've already actually got there, but you're struggling because you haven't fully committed to the new identity that it requires to be that person that accepts the change, this is what I want to say. You have to approach that situation and that change with love. If you can look at yourself and say that you love yourself, if you can look in the mirror and point out the good things that you like about yourself, if you can fully embrace yourself and then choose to continue developing the identity that you want to develop, developing the person that you want to be and showing up as the person you want to be, you're going to make that choice out of love. You're going to say, no, I'm going to continue on this change because I love myself. Does that make sense? I'm going to continue and not give up and not like go, I'm not going to pedal backwards. I'm not going to go back to my old behaviors because I love myself enough to change. It's as simple and as hard as that, because I do recognize it's not that easy to just say like, oh, I love myself. It does take work, but you have to kind of put yourself in a situation of like thinking of other people that you love and how you would approach them if they were wanting change, and if they didn't like something about themselves or the way they were showing up, how would you approach them, right? You would approach them with so much love, but that love gets confused because you actually can't give that love unless you have that love yourself. That's what I was saying. Like, you can't give something from nothing. So you got to give it to yourself first. I am going to wrap it up there. I am going to leave you guys with a little explanation of why this took so long to come out. And it's because I have family visiting and the noise and the audio quality was just shot. And then I had to run out the door. But I am open to receive feedback. So please let me know what you thought of this episode. Leave a review. It means the absolute most to me. And if you did enjoy the podcast, please consider supporting the show. There is a way to do so below. And if you're booking a vacation, consider using my Expedia link, because it's a win-win for both of us. If you're going on a vacation and you use my Expedia link, it does help support the podcast. So I will leave it there. I hope you guys have the best day. I will be back next week.